God is personal, but never private. And the Bible reveals a very public God. But in an age of private spiritualities, the voice of a public God can scarcely be heard. Private religion avoids the public consequences of faith. In particular, affluent countries and churches breed private disciples, perhaps because the applications of faith to public life could become quickly challenging and troubling. Can the devotees of private religion even understand the politics of God? So, is there a politics of God? Many of our politicians give a lot of lip service to God these days, but do they really understand the public implications of belief in God? We don't typically hear much about the politics of God, even from our pulpits. Powerful forces would keep God private, or under control, or as an endorser of ideological agendas, or of the political status quo, or worse yet, of fundraising activities. Today, religion usually serves more to silence the politics of God than to announce it to the nations. In the face of suicide bombers who utter the name of God with easy blasphemy, television evangelists who claim God has made them and could make you prosperous, and those who use religious institutions to hide hideous crimes, many search today, almost desperately, for true religion and good faith. The place to begin to understand the politics of God is with the prophets, the ancient moral articulators in the scriptures who claimed to speak in the name of the Lord. What were their subjects? Quite secular topics, really. Land, labor, capital, wages, debt, taxes, equity, fairness, courts.